But before we do that, I wanted to chat a little bit about why we are here. I think that most of you have been in practice for a really long time, and you do this on a day-to-day basis. You draft clauses. That's what you do. So why am I here talking to you about drafting good ones, right? Chances are you can probably teach me how to do this. But the bottom line is that, you know, some of you are in-house. You have been in-house for a while. Some of you, I understand, are new to the practice. There are some of you who are watching this or maybe listening to this. I don't know how the webcast works. So hopefully this is coming across well also online. And then we have different areas here. Most of you obviously are corporate counsel. There are a few of you who are outside counsel. So why is it that we need to hear about this every year, right? This is not the first time that this topic has been discussed. Some of you may have even written the paper before about this particular topic. So I really think that the reason we're here is because there's an inherently mechanical aspect to what we do, right? I think that most of us, if we're in-house, we have a client or multiple clients. Our clients have different areas that we help. We work with finance people, we work with project people, we work with the sales people, and they all want something and they all want it quickly. So what is the immediate reaction? What is the first thing that everybody wants? I need it and I need it now. And what do you do?